Blog Talk Radio. The Tiger and Lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again, again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
We on once again this evening with our brother DeWater. He'll be going over some instructions and giving us instructions and teaching. Brother DeWater, you on with us? Shalom, huh?
Shalom, Ark. Shema Yahweh, Yah Abin Kai Kaz Kamadi Yah. Brother Drew.
Shema Shalom. Go ahead, Brother DeWater.
Tell the people, explain to you how we could get more minutes and that you have PayPal and that, you know, how to, if someone want to help you with this, getting this information out, could you explain that to them right quickly?
Oh, okay. I also put it in the chat room for the ones on the computer. They can actually see it. But just go to PayPal.com, and when you get ready to make a donation, if you want to make a donation, the show is where we can get more minutes there. All we need is $40 on that. And you pay that to Karen.Hamilton50@yahoo.com. That's Karen.Hamilton50@yahoo.com. And I'll make that announcement again before the program over if anybody needs to get a pen. Brother DeWar. All right. Shalom.
Shalom, Mark. Let's get on with our studies because it's going to take several weeks for this one. At 45 minutes, it's going to take several weeks, but it'll be a good sinking in because what I'm going to do now is you're going to become an initiate you into the first degree of the history of Yah. You already understand who Yah is. Yah was the legend. Yah is always known as the legend. Yah is the oldest knowledge that we have history of on earth, with the language included in it. Everything will be esoteric knowledge, not exoteric knowledge. We're finna go through what is known as a secret society in today's language. How did a secret society start off and become the Masons? We're going to go step by step by step of how this happened through history. You're going to learn some stories that you have never heard before, because esoteric knowledge is hidden knowledge only for the initiate. Only if you've been initiated into these orders would you know this knowledge of what's out there. We are going to go through each one of them, starting with the oldest known to us, which would begin at 25 A.D., which is called in this language the Aura Intermasonic Order. Everything will be Masonic. Protocol number 4 that the learned elders of Zion told us to obey these orders. I obey these orders that's in protocol when I studied my history. I'm completed with it now. When I obey the orders that was told to me in the protocol, then I'm going into some knowledge that's known as a mystery. Out of the legend, which was Amun-Yah and Aban-Yah, came a mystery. A mystery deals with esoteric and exoteric knowledge. When you get into this stage of civilization coming into being, this is the beginning of civilization that was started in the East, not the West. You're in the West now. We call this series, Ko and I call it, When the East Meet the West. You're in the West now. These stories that you're finna hear about now didn't happen in the West. This happened in the East, and these people and stories and they people were and gods was brought to the West. And it just recently happened that all of them came to the West, because in 1881, America, the last great empire, said it was all right for all of them to come over here. So right now we got all the gods of their history. So someone had to come tell you their history from the West. Your Bible tells you that the book is shut up in the book of Daniel. The 12th chapter of Daniel and 27th verse clearly tell you that after the book of Daniel, was no more writings in the Bible, in the book. The book was sealed until you get to the West. You're in the West now, and you're talking to the Yah man of the West. And in your books, we're going to read it up on the signs, symbols, and numbers, just like it's wrote by each Masonic order that got a hold to the knowledge in the books. We're going to go through the most important one and the ones that has power today. So they have moved through history, came out of a mystery. A mystery became mythology. A mythology became religion. And religion started at 4,000 B.C. We're going to follow the history of how each nation of people, which we're going to begin with the first nation of people who started the myth, who went through this and who went through that. We're going to do it just like it's wrote in history. This ain't my damn opinion. These are facts that's wrote. And these facts are the facts that is called facts in history in all esoteric knowledge's lodges. And if you're not familiar with all they lodges or don't know what I'm talking about, and it's going to be an opinion to you. But these are facts. I don't deal with opinions. I deal with facts. That's the reason I say documentation beats bullshit conversation when you're talking to old meatball or the wires or this voice. Let's look at things. There is no such thing as a secret society. A society is a group of people A secret is a knowledge that is hidden from the public. There are secrets that is in a society, which is exoteric knowledge. But if you know esoteric knowledge, which is the knowledge learned by the initiate in the society, there is no secrets. Esoteric knowledge deals with the signs, symbols, numbers of that lodge that only the initiated in that lodge know, because it's not known to the public. It is taught exoteric knowledge in their public school system. All governments are a secret society that the people have no control or power over it. Only the order has power and control. The ones who is the initiate has the control. All governments as we speak right now. It wasn't always like that, but as we speak now in 2013, all governments are secret societies, and you had to know where their belief was and where they coming from. And you damn sure know had to know who they was if you was a emancipated slave that lived in a place called America, and you call yourself an African America, a black man, a Christian, a Democrat, or a Republican. You had to know this history that we finna talk about. Now, all the people that done travel as Muhammad's and Ben Israel, you know a lot of this history. It's not unknown knowledge to you. Is nothing strange to you about what we are fin to talk about, because you already know that what you was taught as a Christian was not correct, that the teaching of Yah, which was hid from us, Yahweh's was hidden up in the Masonic order. So we have to go to the Jew, and I think the Jew, I know which one it is. He ain't no Jew, but we're speaking in this language, so we have to use this language so we can get a clarify other people. But his name is Yehuda in his language, and we'll get to all of that. And certain words in this language, we have to go to ethnology, which is the study of the origin of the word, and we have to go use the ethnology and use Hebrew to translate some of these bastardized words of the this Obadite language, which is the language of the serpent that we are talking in right now. And we are going to understand this language that we're talking in is the first history that we're going to talk about, because before this was a religion, before it became mythology, and then mythology became a religion, it was a mystery. I want you to go look in your dictionary and look up the word mystery. It ain't a book or a novel. It's the knowledge of ancient times. It's a secret hidden only to the initiate. And then look up all the mystic and mysteries and stuff, so you will understand why when you read in your Bible and you read Paul saying about the mysteries and God was a mystery, well, hell, God wasn't a mystery, because, hell, the mysteries didn't have believe in God at that time period. Out of that mystery came mythology, and then out of mythology came the word God and exoteric knowledge. So when Paul was talking about nobody knew the mysteries of God, hell, you didn't know the mysteries of God, because what God are you talking about? You had to first know what is known now to give it a good clarity when you're good and studying. They got what they call the mystery religions. Go get your book or go online or pull up some information on the mystery religion, and then you'll understand what I'm talking about a little bit better. Because, see,
we are talking about some stuff that was here before we got here. It's just that, you know, the little black boy in the West over here is just handing down you some knowledge from the ancestors that he was taught through the DNA called I'm a Yah man that came from the West and didn't come from the East. But I know the one that came from the East to the West, and the one that came from the East to the West wrote this story, and we're going to talk about this story that you don't hear. The true story of Zaka, that's the true story of Zaka. Zaka in this language is Adam. We have to go back to the mysteries, and what did the mysteries religion teach at that time period? I'm going to initiate you into what they taught. This is what they taught. They taught that in this time period, we asked ourselves the question, where did the first secret society begin? This is how I do things. So you ask yourself a question, you go out in history, look it up. It takes many years for you to do this. I didn't start yesterday doing it. But these are the questions I put down that we ask ourselves, of course, and then we're going to go answer it. And name the oldest religion. Okay, so what time period do we have to go back into? We go back into the time period of the Adamites, because nothing got changed until the Adamites came into existence, and that started at 4004 BC. This is what is written in history in the esoteric knowledge lodges. The story starts with Adam. The Adamites. And the story goes like this. It says that the Cape of Zaka had all the knowledge of creation written in it. It had what was good and what was bad. This cape was given to Adam by Yah, who had placed him in the garden, and he had came into existence, because what he had placed in the garden first was his image of his mind that he had created. He didn't put a body on his mind. This fungus grew on this mind and got in the garden in the form of an Adamite, because that was what he placed in the garden. The story goes that the Cape of Zaka was stole by Ham from Noah. Noah had got the cape from Enoch before he died. Ham stole this cape from Noah, who got the cape from Enoch. I want you to let that soak in. Ham gave the cape to Cush, his firstborn son. Cush, in this time of Cush, the days of Cush, everybody's still in the ways of Yah. Ain't nobody breaking the laws. Everybody's speaking the same language. Cush gave the cape to Nimrod. This is when the beginning of the teaching of Yah has left the face of the earth in the east before it came to the west. Now, the teaching of Yah ain't never left the west. We got the Yahman over here same way. We can trace the history, starting with Nimrod and his mother, Samaria. This Cain possessed, so the story goes, the knowledge of good and evil, the knowledge of what was good and what was evil. It was called a tree of life and the tree of darkness. Nimrod, we can see him and his mother went on the dark side, because the first God that these people of Yah broke, not to make a graven image and start worshiping a man as God, the people, because of Nimrod's dark side, which was the evil side of Yah, made a statue of his father. Cush. At first, the statue wasn't worshipped, so the story goes. But the people started fearing, was in fear of Nimrod, so afraid of him, because Nimrod's history is that he would kill you while he's smiling at you. If you said something wrong to him, the Black Panthers, who was his gods, would kill you on the spot by the wave of clearing of his throat. And his gods was known as the Black Panthers. That's very significant in the African American history as we speak. Why did a group of men named the Black Panthers come up, and was this? This ain't the first time that name came into existence. The first time it came with Nimrod. So you can see, get some connections from that very word back in when we get off into your history, way on up down the line. Nimrod started worshiping the serpent, was known in that day as the Luciferian mysteries. And the Luciferian mystery became the Opadite. Write that word down, Opadite Lodge. The Opadite Lodge is the ancient serpent lodge. Lucifer does not mean what you have been taught as man. Lucifer means the enlightened one, meaning that Lucifer, who is signs and symbol of the serpent, he was the enlightened one to mankind. Why would you worship somebody named your father named Yah, who created you, and your mother named Yah, who Amanya, who created you and gave you orders for how to survive on this earth? Why would you obey these laws and Yah say, love him and love him alone? That was his first law, punishable by death. Why would you believe and obey someone like that when you had free will to do whatever you wanted to do? This is the teaching that came out of these mysteries of the Luciferian mysteries. We're talking about that first. We know who Yah is. This first mystery was the Luciferian, starting with the time period of Nimrod. At that time period, a new language was developed. This language was called the language of the serpent, which was read from left to right. Its signs and symbols was made by a compass and a square, which was working tune of what was known in that day and time of the Bellicraft order of the third degree when you get into the mysteries. It was called Krauss at that time. It was called, and you was an apprentice, a fellow craftsman, and then you was a master craftsman. What I'm giving you now is the inner apprentice part of the order of this, and we're going to go into the fellow craft, and we're going to go into the master craft as we traveling through the history. We're talking the inner apprentice. This is what they told the inner. This is what the inner apprentice knew about this cape. This is what you, when you first go in, how you understand the knowledge. Excuse me, man. Got clear in my throat. Okay. When Nimrod made a graven image, the people started worshiping this image as God on earth. Then this is when the dark side, and they changed, went to the new religion, where they say the religion, the language got changed in Babylon. The reason the language got changed in Babylon is because a new religion came out of the ancient Luciferian lodge, which we are speaking right now as we speak, because this is the language that had J's in it. There was no J's in nobody's language, and this is the only language read from left to right. William Shakespeare Tyndall in the 14th century reintroduced this ancient language out of this ancient lodge, wrote a Bible called the King James 1881 version, revised version of the Bible of King James, which was a Jacobite. We already know this history right here of what starting right here happens, as we have brought it all up here. But this is the beginning of this teaching that we are on, the Obadites, the Serpent Lodge. Nimrod made a god of Ham for the people to worship because he had the cape of knowledge about him, who we call Zatar. The dog star Cyrus B became also one of the gods of their mythological studies of hiding knowledge through ancient signs and symbols of astronomy and astrology, which later became hoodoo and voodoo, and black folks was told not to entertain that knowledge in today's society, to hide this knowledge from them. Let's ask ourselves a question, so we understand a little bit better of what's going on today. What was their worship as God and creator? The people that believed in the dog star, these still was black people, or colored people, I'll put it at that. They was colored people because it was Semitic and Hamitic. So they were colored people. They worshiped the dog star, Cyrus B. Their pagan belief dealt with, the stars, the moon, and the sun. And it became known as black magic. This belief went on for thousands of years until 50,000 years ago, Japheth's children, Magog, Gog, and Tubal of the children of Japheth was up in the Caucasus Mountain. And when they came out of the Caucasus Mountain and started mixing their seed and conquering a black nation of people, and the first nation of people was the Divinity tribe, which is known as in India today, and this
country is known as India today. It wasn't India at that day and period in time. People didn't call it India. And this is at 4,000 B.C. At 4,000 B.C., Hinduism came in. So you can see that this history, that we done jumped way ahead of time of to understand the Anglo-Saxon or Magog and Gog and Tubal, which is the descendants of the Anglo-Saxon, which is the Americans. He renamed himself May the 1st, 1776. These people, and please get your book on this, because most black people that I talk to, and especially Christians, they never heard of what I'm going to tell you. It's called Pagan White Magic. Look and see where you can, and I'm going to tell you how you find it. The whites, what we call the white boy now, his ancestors, and we're talking his ancient history, which would be the Druids and the Celts, they worship the earth, fire, and sun. And their chief god was Ea, which was a great big fat white stone. They would carve out a white stone, a woman with great big udders, I call them, U-D-D-E-R. And a long neck and no head. You can go up on the U Internet geniuses and go up there and pull up the god Ea. There have been 330,000 different gods, so these are the first gods that the people was coming. When you come through, study the history of how white magic and black magic, what is white magic and what black magic, which came out of this first beginning of Nimrod. We studied in the history how the gods come down and how the many gods got started, but it always was the first one. So we understand that out of the stars, the moon, the sun, many gods came that believed that was the moon gods, sun gods, and out of earth, fire, and sun, many earth gods, fire gods, sun gods got started. Especially with the Druids and Anglo-Saxons, who believed in the earth god was the god of, here was the earth god, fertility gods. You had to know each one of these people's fertility gods. You can get you a book called Mythology, the Encyclopedia of Mythology. That is one good book. That's one. I got many books, but one that I recommend for my class is called the Encyclopedia of Mythology, written by Richard Cavendish Cavendish, and that is a fantastic book to get. I mean, you can get it at Barnes and Noble. That's where we got them. We got them on sale a long time ago, so I don't know what they cost now. But I imagine if you can find them, because they taking this knowledge also, you can't, no more little black boys can do this. Hopefully, but we have some more, but they taking the books away, so, and most people ain't interested in it. What did these secret societies have, and why did they kill people to keep the secret important? The secret, if you initiate, the initiate, the first three degrees in any lodge is what you need to survive, which is exoteric knowledge, really. And when you go into the first step of esoteric knowledge, you go into what is known now as the Royal Art degree. And the knowledge of how to build the ark, look that word up, that's the strongest part of a building. But you had to know how to build it, so you had to know how to lay the cornerstone. and you had to know all of this because one stone holds up these skyscrapers. That's why they had a conspiracy farm with those towers falling down, is because someone had removed the cornerstone. And when someone removed the cornerstone, the building comes straight down. If you're a Mason, you already know this. And this is why the conspiracy is, how did this building fall on 9/11? Was it an inside job? That's what's being debatable on the conspiracy farm. But we do know that if you are a Mason, you know how to lay the cornerstone, especially if you're a master Mason. All master Masons are supposed to know how to lay a cornerstone. But they don't teach it no more. But the lodge I came to, you had to know it when you went and got your inner apprentice. You learned this in your inner apprentice farm in the lodge that my dad and them was over. You didn't wait till you was a fellow craftsman, because now they teach it in the fellow craftsman lodge, which most guys don't even go through it because they pay to get in and don't understand the knowledge that I'm talking about. But it's there. If you know how to read it, it is there. So this is how secret societies got started, and all the gods came into existence. All the way up through, we done went through the history last week of Hellaism. And now we're going to have to get into where did these certain governments come through history and what it is, what we want to know. We're going to ask ourselves, what is where we live, America? What system is they up under? And which one of these Masonic lodges did they come out of? Because, see, each Masonic lodge had his feeling about an ex-slave, which is a plebeian HELOC in most of these Masonic orders of today's society words, but you came through history as other names before you became plebeian and HELOC in this language right here. You was many, many names as you came through history, because all we have to do is go back into the time period of when knowledge was coming through, because everything that was built from the Tower of Babylon all the way down here was the beginning of knowledge that white people had started possessing, the knowledge to understand what was going on. The language got changed, and then as white people came out and started taking their language, which was Click, that we see in their history, we studied it last week, a couple of weeks ago, that by the 5th century, which was the Bronze Age, the white boy finally started to learn how to talk like he talked like now, but he did not talk like that at first. He still was grunting all the way up until 2,000 years ago in is known as Greek now, which was called the people of hell. We know that about his history, that we know that he's still ignorant today. He ain't just got ignorant, yes, did he? He been ignorant and still is to facts. Let's deal with I call it the Holy Trinity of secret societies. It started with the Luciferians. So let's see what the Luciferians believed in. Okay, we got to first ask ourselves a question. What form of government the Luciferian believe in? As we speak, it is called Hellaism. What is their education? What is their religious system called? It is called Hellaism. So everything that Mama, since 1870 is when you was first given education in America. Let's go lie up with this so we understand. Everything you given education in America that you have been given come up under Hellaism. You've had that for the last 144 some years. This is what you're teaching that you believe in. If you are not Ben Israel or Muhammad, and let me make myself clear on that. If you are not a Ben Israel, and not a Muhammad, then your education, your religious system, and your whole entire belief is hellaism. Let's look and see what signs and symbols does hellaism have. Their sign and symbol has always been the lion and the eagle. Where you find them, you find the eagle as they sign and symbols, and the pyramid as they went through history. With the great seal of the United States of America is an eye on a pyramid and an eagle. So we know that we in the right place. And better yet, how we know we in the right place. Let's go back to what we said at first about the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel was supposed to be shut up in the east. It's the last book of prophecy that is wrote in the east, the book of Daniel. The other 12 books they put in now, which became, that's 27 books, the first 27 books. Those other 12 books that was put in the Bible, which is called minor prophecies, which equal to 39 books, became known as the Tanakh. The book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs came out of the seventh book of Moses and the ninth book of Moses. And we're going to get help into that because that's the next one. What they're doing in the Bible, Moses wrote more than five books. He wrote 12 books. And the Psalms in the Bible is the seventh book of Moses. And your Proverbs, which is 360 of them, they just got a few in that Bible, is the ninth book of Moses. And you don't own one, and I do. That's what I do know about that. And you would know that if you, the only way you're going to know this is a Mason done taught you, like taught me, my great-great-grandfather.
Brother DeWatt.
And so, yes, sir.
So let me get that information out one more time. We're down to 3 minutes on the program.
Okay,
for the ones who got their pen, for the ones who have their pen, it's Karen.Hamilton50, the number 50. At yahoo.com, that's Karen.Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N, 50, at yahoo.com. Go to paypal.com. And for the ones who are listening on the computer, it's already, you can see that in the information address. All right, Brother DeWatt, we got about 2 minutes left.
Well, yeah, that's good, because we'll pick up next week with what is wrote in the book of Daniel. And it's up in the signs and symbols. We're going to go and find out who the lion is, who the dragon is, and all of this stuff as we go loud to understand what we've been put up under and what Masonic system that we've been put up under and what they say that is good for us. That's what we got to know. But us stand with white folks, the people that's been to take over say, it ain't good for you if you were this ex-slave to stay with white folks, because what they've been to put on white folks, but they're going to put it on yours if you stay with them. So your best bet is to come out and be a Yah man and understand what Yah is talking about and understand who Yah is and the ways of Abraham is. And the only people teaching that now is the black Muslims called the Muhammads, the Nation of Islam, and Ben Israel, who is over there in Israel. And you have to go over there, and Dawaya, who is telling you about it, he ain't going to teach you nothing. You got to understand Dawaya on home, because I ain't going to have no group and all that. I'm just going to give you the message. I'm giving you free information, whether you believe